This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Veterans Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we definitely wanted to have a veteran on the show, and thankfully we got one. Our buddy Cordy Williams is going to join us in just a moment. Super Don, real quick, just as an announcement, a reminder, upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. There's so much going on that will empower you to help get well and stay well. Great deals abound, and I just want people to make sure that they are connected to you, Super D, by signing up for email alerts.
Yeah, just get signed up over at robertscottbell.com. Over on the right-hand side, there's a button there in order to sign up to get on the email list, and I will keep you informed on all the events, all of the – dude, this is like that time of year where all the big sales are going to be coming out on the stuff that you guys like to use and the stuff that we talk about here.
Yeah.
So get signed up for that, and I'll keep you plugged in on what's going on.
Excellent. Well, as I told you this hour, we would be having our very special guest, our friend – Dr. Cordy Lee Williams, Doctor of Chiropractic, just all around great guy, and I've hosted him at my place. We had a great event last summer. I don't know, it's been a while, talking about freedom issues, and we even went to work out at the nine round together, which was a lot of fun. And now, the next senator from the state of California, and veteran, Senator Cordy Lee Williams. Am I jumping the gun? Hey, Cordy. Dr. Cordy, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing fantastic, Robert. So good to see you and Super Don again. And I apologize for my tardiness today, but I got to get back in Utah. I need to get back. You kicked my butt at nine round. You had me almost throwing up. people may not think you are a physical specimen of a man. And in the nine round, I'm telling you, this guy is a warrior on the mic, but he's a warrior on the boxing bag, I'll say. And you have to try the Robert Scott Bell shakes. Like, I think you just need to put that recipe out, Robert, and we just need to disseminate it to everybody out there so they all have good gut function.
Right. Well, the thing is, Cordy, it's like whatever we have, we'll use, but it'll all be good. That's what you can guarantee if you're with me. It's all going to be good. And if you're hitting the campaign trail, I want you to be good and strong. So I don't know who's covering your nutrition, and you know better than most as a doctor of chiropractic the importance of nutrition, much less everything else that you know as a DC. So it would be awesome to have a doctor of chiropractic as senator of any state, much less California. And I want to talk to you about your run for the Senate coming up. But first and foremost, if you don't mind, give us a little insight into, as a veteran, military veteran, your experience in service. And it's okay to be controversial today, too, because we are all about that. But our fundamental bottom line is, well, as I said, my default setting is freedom.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. In 1998, I joined the United States Marine Corps straight out of high school. And I raised my right hand to defend all enemies, foreign and domestic. I've been doing that my whole life. That's the only thing I know how to do. But, the last 18 months to 24 months has certainly taken it to, another level. I mean, guys like you and I, Robert, we've been saying for years, for decades, that the time of tyranny was coming, that the sky was going to be falling at some point. And you've really kind of slowly seen this agenda unravel over the last 18 to 24 months. And it started with this invisible virus, and, you know, it's moved on to CRT and riots across America, and now you have variants. And now you just have an outright disregard for anything that is pro red, white, and blue, and anything that is pro constitutional choice. Because I firmly believe that constitutional choice equals national unity. And any rhetoric that's contrary to, you know, national unity being in somehow in these talking points of picking one group over here and exiling them and making another group different or creating division there. This isn't about gender or race. It's not about Biden or Trump. It's not about, you know, whether you're trans, whether you're LGBTQ, or whether you're a Jesus guy or a Buddha guy. This is about our kids. It's about our kids. It's about our kids having choice. And generationally, three generations down the road, where do you want your kids to be and your kids' kids, and what type of future do you want them to have?
Well, and you talk about choice, which is fundamental to one of the greatest gifts that God gave us all, the freedom to choose. It's called agency, free agency. And who wants to take it away? Not God, but people in government, authoritarians that don't want you to choose things they don't want you to choose. And I'm like, you know what? We all have different beliefs, as you pointed out, a lot of things that are different. But what we would align with as Americans is the freedom to choose, as long as we're not violating the rights of others in the context of our choices. And that leaves a lot of room for freedom, you know, and a lot of room for people to come together and go, yo, yeah, we got way more in common than we have differences. And those differences are inconsequential relative to the freedom that we, well, at one point in our history, acknowledged as a foundational principle in America.
Yeah, no, I 100% wholeheartedly agree with that. And that's why you're basically a brother from a different mother. And J.R. Majewski from Ohio, if you guys don't know that name yet, you need to learn that name. He and I have developed a bromance over about 3 months. He's running for Congress out of Ohio. He's met Trump twice. He's the guy that did the big Trump-like lawns. Like, basically, he painted Trump's logo on this doggone football field, right? Did that several times, and I can tell you the guy's the most patient, beautiful, awesome spirit in the world, and he's an Air Force veteran. And it's funny how God puts people around you that make you more patient, right? Right? They make you more patient, and they kind of level you up to looking at what you're not good at, right? Which makes you push a little bit harder. But he's a stud. He's a lion out of Ohio. I want to encourage everybody to vote for him. But no, those values are so important. Just having choice. Like, that's literally what I want people to get in their head. This is a referendum, not on your city or your state. This is a national referendum on anybody that's counter choice and counter freedom. Because the swamp is red and blue. And that's what I want voters and your followers to understand out there. So, you know, anybody that's saying not to vote in 2022, pardon me for saying, is an idiot. Okay? You definitely need to vote. Well,
that's not very nice.
Well, sometimes I'm not very nice, but you love me still, right?
Yes, we do.
God shows me grace. But there are folks saying out there not to vote. Do we all agree that the election and what happened in 2020 needs to be fully exposed? You know, is there a need for forensic audits around the United States, especially in the battlegrounds?
Absolutely.
100% there is. But for somebody to say not to vote in 2022 is a huge disservice to like everything we're trying to do.
Cordy,
if we don't vote in 2022, they roll over us and we roll into socialism.
Look, I sympathize with people that have that message, and I get it.
Yeah.
But look what happened in Virginia. And look what happened even in New Jersey. A truck driver who spent a couple hundred bucks beat out one of the longest serving heads, presidents of the Senate in New Jersey. He just conceded. So I can't say that it doesn't make a difference. It does. What happens, though, the concern we have, and I'm not so concerned for you because I know you the way I do, but the people get in there and they become part of the beast. They become part of that state authoritarian effort. Somehow they find something on you, they bribe you, they pay you off, and you got to find out the heart of the person. If you're going to vote, don't vote based on party, based on the integrity of the person, the heart of the person. What is that belief? And follow how they live even more than what they say. And I know how you are and what you believe and say and do. And yes, I think it makes a unique distinction in terms of California. Although, you know, the dilemma with California, they've become a one-party state for decades now in terms of the Democrats. And you know, will they vote for a Republican? What happened with Larry Elder there? I think he actually won with the recall thing.
To be fair, the moment that you California is interesting, and what I mean by that in the respect that when you're not running a campaign that is inclusive,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to win in California. And I mean, early on, God gave me a vision of what's the biggest thing dividing us? And it's everything. It's the whole, you know, other sides. And I won't even call them Democrats. I'll call them extremists. But there's extremists on the right and the left. So that's why I really want people to drive home with the message of not only in order to win in California, but really to win a national race, in my opinion, right now. It's got to be about choice, parents deciding, and the right to choose. You should be able to control what goes into your kids' brains and what goes into their veins. And when government comes in and they encroach on that, that transcends partisan politics and it rolls right into humanity.
I think I get a sense of where you're going. Elder might not have politicked properly in terms of bringing people together, as opposed to just being an oppositional force that may have limited the willingness of those who were disgusted with Gavin Newsom to actually go on board with Larry Elder or a Republican in this case.
There's five things that I've been told by strategists that are way smarter than me as to why Larry Elder lost. One, they outspent him. I mean, basically, you know, 100 times over. They spent between, you know, estimates of 120 million to 200 million. They maybe got 20 million, and then you had PACs, and I'm not going to, you know, state the parasite's name that was one of the PACs that was pulling money out of that 20 million. But Orrin Hatley and Mike Netter were the sole proponents of the recall, and that 20 million was split up by four PACs that came in after we got the signatures. And it was 21 million signatures. We ended up, 21 million signatures. They accepted 17 million signatures, right? But inside of that, once we got the signatures, that's when all these PACs came on board, started pulling money away from that 20 million. Then you had people talking about question two, which was their own platform, versus question one, which was everything that Newsom didn't do, right? And then on top of that, you basically have a Republican Party in California that does a political debate, but then doesn't endorse anybody. So, I mean, I've got two other reasons they're slipping my mind, but like literally, if you just took those top three alone, along with, you know, ballot harvesting was done, you know, there were dead people involved. Like, you know, that's an automatic. That's why I think in Jersey and in Virginia, you had guys that really created so much popularity or really stepped away as an outsider and somebody with humility. And the voters went out in droves to vote. And even with the cheating, they still couldn't overcome God's will.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, that is the perspective that, you know, we're dealing with a corrupt system, an acknowledged corrupt system. How do you, if you want to change that system, defeat it, at least to be present to make some change? And you obviously are now connected as, you know, for those of you who don't know Cordy, you know, we first learned of him, this is going back, I don't know, a couple of years now, almost, hashtag Megaphone Marine, hashtag 1776 Forever Free, where he was suddenly picked up a megaphone. It was around the state capitol in Sacramento, where these, you know, they were like jackbooted soldiers, police surrounding that and pushing down and abusing pastors and moms, and it's like, you spoke to their humanity. The Spirit moved you, and it moved us. It moved all of us, and it brought you into the public's eye. And, you know, you have been going around the country since then, speaking, inspiring folks, you know, as a military veteran as well, acknowledging those who have lost their lives in defense of freedom, but also acknowledging the false claims of defending freedom when it's not about defending freedom. It's creating an authoritarian state that's violating freedom. So I know you have that distinction in you, and you know it and see it and live it. So running for Senate, though, you think about the steps along the way. I said, Cordy, go big or go home. You went big.
Yeah, well, Robert, I don't know any other way to go because, I mean, you know, you have all these political pundits. You know, this is something JR and I have been saying all weekend long. It's kind of like you have three tiers of the swamp. You have the politicians in office. You have the bureaucratic administrators that really – I mean, pretty much run policy in D.C. And then you have the political strategists. And it's so funny to me, like looking at that and stepping into this game of politics, it's all about money. And there's so many different forces out there of evil that are trying to prevent, to be candid, Robert, guys like you and I ever having a chance to run for office, because they know that the precipice of change and that margin of where we could have huge changes that can positively influence this society, influence our kids. We're like so close to that. And all it takes, I think, is just bold leaders, lions, servants. You know, the Bible talks about ad nauseum, like servant leadership. And I think that's so important because we need givers in office. We don't need takers. And we've had national and statewide extorters for the whole time, the whole 32 years I've been on this planet. And I think it's time we get servants back in there. But to answer your question, I think that policy and legislation is one part of being a lawmaker, being a senator, being in the Congress. The other part, I think, is to use your influence to effectuate change positively, especially when everything that we have and know is at risk. So, you know, I would just implore people like Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, people that have vocally taken a stand, to back that up with their actions by saying, you know what, 100,000 followers, let's get out tomorrow by the jailhouses in D.C. for the people that still haven't been charged. They're still incarcerated. We know they have bugs and cockroaches all around them. They're living inhumane. Even the guy they call the Q shaman, if he did something, if he didn't do something, whatever he did or didn't do, he deserves a fair trial in a court of law. Mm-hmm. He deserves to be charged, and he deserves to be treated humanely. And well, I can tell you, after being in the movie Capital Punishment and hearing direct people who have been in jail, in D.C. jail, Robert, it's disgusting.
It's like third-world circumstances they find themselves in, at, you know, the most powerful, wealthiest nation on the planet, although also indebted to, that's another issue to discuss. I look at what made that possible, and I think about the Patriot Act, which is anything but patriotic, right?
Agreed.
And you served in the military, and I mean, that's the dilemma on Veterans Day, to acknowledge the service and sacrifice of those who worked in the military and the armed forces, yet also to acknowledge those who would send you into battle unconstitutionally. And that must stop as well.
Yeah, agreed, Robert. And Robert, you've been doing this for decades, not to age you, but like you've been informing people, and I know your character and I know your heart and what a sweet and loving person you are and what a fighter you are. And I know the kids that you've raised. I think that right now it's so important, people with influence, money, and power, they need to be leveling up and leaning in with everything. And it's unfortunate because that's not happening. The people with multiple zeros, a lot of them are sitting around taking vacations. They're acting like everything's fine. And Robert, they're letting guys like you and I risk everything and do all the work. And that's a fact. And it makes me sick to my stomach. So what I think about on Veterans Day is how I want to encourage people that are considering going into the military to join, to literally join the military in their local neighborhood. Meaning join the fight like J.R. Majewski is, like myself, like Robert Scott Bell, because honestly, the enemy is completely domestic right now. And it is overt and it is not stopping.
I hear what you're saying and I think about the support that must be given, not only to those running for office like yourself and what that takes. And you're speaking out to people of a great wealth and means to be able to step up and say, hey, let me support this. And I agree. Do it. You got the money or it's going to go worthless. And then what? You live in tyranny.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI says they are aware of the incident involving fake emails from an FBI.gov email account. Emails sent to tens of thousands of recipients warn of a possible cyber attack. Watchdog group Spamhaus Project says hackers compromised an external email system of the FBI. Agency saying the impacted hardware was taken offline upon discovery of the issue. The president will sign the massive infrastructure bill tomorrow.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports the president will arrive via helicopter on the White House lawn. USA Radio News. A tentative deal reached last night between Kaiser Permanente and union leaders that will prevent a strike by thousands of nurses and other healthcare workers across Southern California and other Western states. They had planned to hit the picket lines tomorrow. Kaiser and its unions agreeing on a four-year contract covering nearly 50,000 employees. The deal still needs to be ratified, with voting occurring over the coming weeks. Austria ordering a nationwide lockdown for those who are not vaccinated starting at midnight Sunday to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Unvaccinated individuals older than 12 are prohibited from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as work, grocery shopping, going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. U.S. Department of Defense indicating it will respond to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt after his state's National Guard suggested it would reject a Pentagon COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all service members. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin believes a vaccinated force is a more ready force, and that's why he has ordered mandatory vaccines, including the National Guard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But when we say domestically, that's where all the enemies are. You know, you're a doctor of chiropractic as well, so you've had a holistic type medical education. And you know that the germ theory is problematic as a theory, as explaining causative agents, much less what's gone on in the era of COVID. And that's seemingly the greatest controversy that they'll try to bust you up on the campaign trail. Whatever else you believe about conservative constitutional values, they'll say, and he's a chiropractor. He's one of them. He actually believes in natural things. It's like they will. And now California, I can't imagine how that would succeed, because California, the crunchy granola, sweet eating capital of the world. You think they would see through that and go, yeah, we like that. But the mainstream media and all the money that they have thrown from the globalists, and we talk about the money that was spent against Larry Elder. Again, we can argue that he made tactical or strategic mistakes in the way he ran his campaign. But yes, they're going to throw everything they have at you if you gain traction in California. What are the things they're going to say? Oh, he's an anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-this. And I always say when people ask me that, I'm for freedom of choice. I'm for your choice, your freedom. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to force you. It is your choice. It is your body. You work on that with your doctor of choice. And let's let them argue against that.
Yeah, no, I mean, agreed. And that's it, right. It's really hard to pick out a narrative when your whole ideological basis for running is your kids. And I mean, early on, like God gave me that. I just really, really felt centered on, you know, yes, I've been, I mean, you could call me divisive or extreme up to this point, and maybe I have been. You know why I've been that way? Because I saw this sacred thing I that I loved and that I fought for. And then I've had friends that have come home with no legs. You know, they've literally seen their buddy, you know, his head blown off right in front of them. Like, I'm friends with people in, you know, the spec ops community or at different infantry units where, like, literally they have nightmares their entire life because of everything that they gave for this country. And my resolve over the last 18 months hasn't been one of, you know, because I want to be famous or I'm some narcissist. It's because I've seen kind of that futuristic, like, what are those shaky balls that you shake and the snow comes down?
Snow globes.
So there you go. Well, almost if you could use that as like a way of seeing into the future, like I just saw early on, as did you and many other people, that the future on the other side of everything they've done, like, it's not one of where everybody's free and they're Stevie Wonder with their lighters up and peace signs and all that. It's one that's like Venezuela. And so a lot of my rhetoric the last 18 months, I'm not going to apologize for anything, is because I've always fought for my kids. I'll take a bullet to the head for my kids. And that's my fight, is for everybody's kids in California, that they have a future where they have the choice to decide really what goes into their kids' heads and brains and what goes into their veins. Because when big government tries to overreach and take that over, the question every veteran and the souls that sit, that are 6 feet under have to ask themselves is, do we have a republic anymore? And Robert, humbly, I don't think we do.
No.
And so that's why choice is the only way. Constitutional choice equals national unity.
Well, and I think it's a winning strategy, certainly a much more winning, likely to win strategy than typical Republican strategies, especially in a state like California, where you can't run a certain way and expect to get many votes. And yet many Democrats are disaffected in that state. Many of them have left that state and unfortunately brought the same politics to other states. I hope that they don't. But in California, those that are still there, they're not all in favor of Senator Dickey Pan, State Senator Dickey Pan, with removing religious freedom, philosophical freedom, medical freedom choices, even though they voted him in again because I don't think they had a viable candidate running on a message of unity on choice, on that choice issue.
Well, there's a reason his first name is Dick.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, that choice, the strategy to use choice as a, I won't call it a battering ram, but for many of the Democrats, they've been using my body, my choice for years, and suddenly they've abandoned it when it comes to what you can or can't or must put into your children. As you said, I like that, what that goes into their brains and what goes into their veins. I mean, this is like any parent, left, right, or center, would say, yeah, that's not the role of the government. I don't care that Dickey Penn was a pediatrician ever. He doesn't have the right to tell me what I have to put in my child's body. So there are winning strategies. I agree. And I pray that you have strategists that will work with you that will see that rather than put you into talking points that are not going to win in California.
No, and you know, honestly, just talking to JR and talking to candidates that are running successful campaigns in their state or their district, you know, one of the things I found is really honestly source, like my source is Jesus Christ. And I don't say that because a lot of times, you know, folks out there have been like, this is the only way, and you know, you're going to hell if you don't do this and all this. I don't buy into that, and that's not my job as your senator. But I voted for Trump, I do it again, and I'm a Jesus guy. That was a choice I made. That's a choice I made. Those are choices in my life. And I think that looking at what consultants would say to inauthentically make you a taker and an extorter, that's what consultants do.
Yeah.
They train takers and they train puppets. And we've already got enough puppets. You know, the biggest one there is Joe Biden, right? And that's not because he's a Democrat. It's because I cannot see one piece of legislation that he's done or anything they passed as an administration that was pro your kids and my kids, right? And I don't even think he's a Democrat. He's an extremist. There's a difference between Republicans and Democrats and extremists on both sides. The swamp is red and blue. But I think that at the end of the day, our kids and what our kids have, that's really the message, not just from a campaign standpoint. Like I really earnestly believe, Robert, this fight the last 2 years that you and I have been involved in and so many others, it transcends anything we've ever experienced in our lifetime. And probably like a lot of our ancestors experienced in their lifetime. So I really think the conversation of humanity has to be had, meaning the conversation about, like, okay, you lost your business. Okay, you got an eviction notice. You're wondering how to feed your kids. Okay, you're in tears because you've worked for a company 40 hours a week, you know, like doggone 8-hour days, right? You've been doing that. You've been grinding for 40 years. Or like a lady I just met, she wakes up at 3 a.m. to get to work. Robert, she's there at 5 a.m. and works till 2 in the afternoon. And she starts it over again. And like, that's her life, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, you know what? The job you've had for however many years that you've shown loyalty to, you know what? If you don't want to take the Luciferian 666 shot that has spike proteins and is brain altering and mRNA mutating, then what we're going to do is we're just going to fire you and ruin your life.
Oh, yeah. This is a big, big issue where I'm seeing a lot of people on the left going, oh, that's not what we wanted. We didn't think it all the way through. So the opportunity in California is ripe to make a switch. But again, strategically, you got to be very smart about it. And please don't pay the consultants that are the same doofuses that lose every time they run or help somebody to run. I know you've got to go through the primary process, I guess, first, right, with other Republican candidates.
Yeah, it's a jungle primary. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of key endorsements. I got an endorsement from Pastor Rob McCoy of Calvary Godspeed Church. I had to thank for it. Godspeed Calvary Church. Pastor Greg Locke just gave me an endorsement today. A lot of pastors, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Angela Staten Keen, who is Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter, gave me an endorsement. And we're really, really close to getting some high-level endorsements. We feel really good about it. But again, this is a campaign. This is a referendum that's not just a California referendum in 2022. This is an Ohio referendum, an Oklahoma referendum. It's a national referendum. And what I really want to encourage voters to do, don't donate to the RNC. Donate to the candidate. Donate to the candidate. Get out there. Let's get as many votes as we can. Is the long-term play to fix election integrity? Yes. But from what Wendy Rogers, who's been on my show multiple times, and Sonny Borelli, two Arizona state fighters, have said is, that is a 2 to 3 year plan, or that's definitely what Sonny said. That is a two to three year objective. Because of the obstruction, because of the nefarious Luciferians that are out there, that's a long term play. So what are you going to do in the short term? Lay down and let them win every single position? Look how quickly they passed policies just since January 20th and the inauguration, how they instituted tyranny in a short period of time. If they can do that in 9 or 10 months, give them another 4 years. Give them another 2 years of owning the House and the Senate. And that's why we got to fight. That's why we got to get good people elected. And that's why we got to raise, in my case, $13 million. The max people can donate is $5,800. But if you can only donate five, praise God, we'll take your $5. God bless you.
Well, in the show notes, y'all, we have links up, obviously, to Dr. Cordy, who's a friend, has been on the show many times since we first met. As you link down, you scroll down, you'll see Dr. Cordy Williams for United States Senate in California, known as hashtag Megaphone Marine. You can volunteer. You can donate. Let me see if I can pull up the, there it is. Well, that's one of your websites. There's another of your websites. Let me go to the campaign website, which is Cordy, C-O-R-D-I-E, for the number four, Senate.com. Cordy for Senate.com. And, you know, if you are in California and you want to help out, they can use all the help they can get. There's a long road. I think this is, this election will be, what, the 2022 election you're working toward?
2022, but I passed the jungle primary on June 7th.
Okay, so June 7th of 2022 is a big deal. That's where you're targeting your first big splash to make it among all the Republicans to be the candidate that moves forward from there.
And this is Kamala's seat. So this is not a state Senate seat. This is a national federal election. It's the United States Senate. Kamala went to Pennsylvania Avenue fraudulently. And then they took Padilla, the Secretary of State, who's basically been, the King Charles Cavalier Spaniels, the little lap dogs. Mm-hmm. That's what Padilla has been for Gruesome Newsom for decades. Right. And, he's of course owned by the cartels, and just a horrible human being. So he was appointed by Gruesome Newsom that was, you know, eating at the French Laundry. And
so the guy who's Senate right now in the Senate didn't run to win. He was appointed as a replacement for Kamala. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then at 24, he was in the city council of L.A. Wonder how he got that job at 24. Cartel.
Yeah.
And so he's just another slime ball that would do things like Newsom did with, well, you know, he's got his vineyards open, and then people are shutting down restaurants, losing their livelihood, and homeless, and he's enjoying his
night. Even though Newsom's still governor, he's not a popular dude. Like you said, the campaign against him, they were successful to get the recall petition, but man, they didn't have a winning strategy ultimately, apparently, on top of all the dead people that typically vote there as well.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
They do a lot to help out veterans as well.
Very active, because I follow them on Twitter.
Yeah, I have them as well on Twitter. And Darla, and I forget her friend's name. I don't think we've ever had her on, have we?
No.
That's bad. We should have her on. Thank her for what she's doing.
Yep.
So, well, anyway. Again, these are good, happy stories in the midst of a lot of things that could bring you down. And you can read through and watch the videos of all of these veterans getting gifted a home that's fully paid off. And, of course, knowing me, I would have to say that if they have to pay annual property taxes on it, it's not fully paid off. But that's another story. But at the same time, just acknowledge good works there. Now, let's see. Another thankful Thursday story here is this is out of Great Britain, our friends in the UK, UK Health Radio. Check this out. One of Britain's last D-Day veterans returns from France completing his final mission in 68 years of charity. Wow, look at this guy. One of Britain's last surviving D-Day heroes, he returned home from France on his quote-unquote final mission back to collecting, I think he was doing some charitable work for 68 consecutive years. He's 96 years old. Harry Billinge has completed what he described as the last duty to pay tribute to his fallen friends who died on the Gold Beach during the landings in 1944. Wow. There's not a lot of folks that saw that and were there that are alive. So he's one of the last remaining survivors.
Right.
He traveled back across the channel to support a tribute, recording the names of all 22,000-plus service personnel who died under British command on D-Day and the Battle of Normandy. He collected 50,000 pounds, about 67,000 dollars toward the construction of the memorial, and he got to see actually the carving, and wow, just wow. Former chair of Cornwall branch of the Normandy Veterans Association, president of the Royal Engineers Association, collected for the Royal British Legion poppy appeal for 64 years. Ah, man. Look at this. Oh, here's a picture of him when he was 18 years old in 1944. Served with the 59th Independent Squadron of the Royal Engineers, part of the first wave on Gold Beach, and he survived, one of the few, again, that's still alive, but my gosh, what an era. And, you know, if we only learned You know, we talk about the sacrifice military veterans have made for freedom. World War II was the last one, and from an American perspective, Super Don, the last time Congress actually made a declaration of war as prescribed by the Constitution.
Yep.
And it's just so disappointing that people go, well, we can't be bothered to do that, so we'll just do an authorization to use force. And it's kind of like an emergency use authorization to use force against the people of America and the children with these experimental jabs. You know, this is where we must stand up on principle and say, no, you don't get the convenient way out. Do it the way the Constitution prescribes or don't do it at all. You know, and that one was the last war where that actual declaration was made and the world came together against tyranny. Yes, there's a lot of controversy behind who funded both sides of the war. Not a point
for
discussion.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something it seems like whenever there's any war, you know, as to who is doing what and why and justification and stuff like that. But, you know, on a day like today, you know, we honor the men and women who answered the call.
Yeah. By the way, your picture froze up. Just in time to wrap up the show. Yeah, I don't know why.
Is it a good picture? Oh, yeah, it's not a bad picture.
It's not bad.
Contemplation there.
A contemplative moment by Super Don. He's thinking.
Of Veterans Day and World War II, which is, you know, of the wars that we fought. Mm-hmm. That is the one that I think is, you know, one of the more popular between that and, like, Vietnam. But for me, I've always been fascinated with the history. Mm-hmm. Of World War II.
Well, and
there have been a lot of good movies that have come up. The one that came to mind first when I was thinking about that, have you seen the movie Dunkirk?
Oh yeah, yeah, that was an
great
amazing
movie.
Yeah, the rescue out of France, that was just astonishing what they went through. The impossible tasks that they achieved by getting everybody in their little boats to go across the channel and save. Yeah, that's a movie to highlight a very significant part of particularly British naval history, if you will. And,
yes.
I don't know. There weren't official a lot of Navy ships at that point going across to do that. But, wow, what a story that was.
Well, all right, folks. They were saving them. They needed them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We are out of time for our friends at UK Health Radio. Shout out to our Brits. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you for being supportive of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks again to Dr. Cordy Lee Williams, running for Senate now in the state of California. We wish him all the best. And thank you all for being here. And Murdoch should be very happy because we did a truly thankful Thursday on this Veterans Day here in these United States. So thanks for being here. Power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.